Remember those long, long waits to get online groceries delivered back in March and April at the beginning of our pandemic? Well, you know, I decided to take a look the other day, now that the pandemic has not gone away at all, and see if things got any better. And surprise, they're way better. Let me tell you about it on today's episode of Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham. So I looked at Amazon Fresh, Whole Foods, Instacart, Postmates, Target, and Walmart. Let me fill you in. Amazon Fresh, the promise is same-day delivery when you visit the website, as long as you're a Prime member, which costs $119 a year, and you order a minimum amount, usually around $35 or $40. When I made my order on Tuesday morning, I was promised a delivery by 1:30, and then when I tried later on again, they were all gone, but they had free delivery on Wednesday and Thursday. That made me happy. Whole Foods, which is also owned by Amazon, their promise is free two-hour delivery, again with Prime membership. I ordered it 5 minutes to two, and they put a $4.99 delivery attached to it to have the food arrive by four, or free if I could wait till six, which of course I could. It's a lot better than waiting a week, which is what it took me when I was trying to do it locally from some of the markets around LA. Target tacked a $10 delivery fee onto a $40 order unless I paid them $100 for the shipped service, which is owned by Target. Now, they did agree to get the order over to me within 2 hours, which is great, but I didn't like that $100. And furthermore, folks, Target has a feature where they will meet you outside and put all the food into your trunk. The only problem is, if you order on your computer, you can't get that service. You have to do it on the app. So order on the app. Instacart. Instacart is the biggest of all of them, and they do food delivery for a lot of local markets. But the results are different. When I ordered from Ralph's, which is part of the Kroger chain, I was ordered a two-hour window. When I ordered from Vons, which is part of the Albertsons chain, there were many hours, so they said I could get it that evening. Vons wanted to charge me $10. Ralph's did not. So that's a little weird. And of course, on top of those fees is a big tip. You want to give a tip for your Instacart shoppers, the person who is going up and down the aisles getting your food for you and driving it to your house. Postmates is more active in online food delivery, you know, from restaurants, but they do the groceries as well. And just this week, Uber said it wanted to buy Postmates for $2.65 billion. Now, when I tried ordering from Vons on Postmates, I was ordered a 45 to 60 minute delivery promise and also a $10 fee. Finally, Walmart. Free delivery, no delivery charges. Minimum purchase, but a 2 day wait. Okay. But you know what? 2 days is fine. As I said, when I was trying this back in March and April, I was looking at 1 week waits. So 2 days, 1 day. The bottom line is, it's a lot better now than it was. I still way prefer the process of walking into the store and shopping. I find shopping online for grocery items tough because I don't know what I want until I see it. But I may be in the minority on that. What are your thoughts? I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.